أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للعهد لما جاءهم هذا سحر مبين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للحق لما جاءهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, like He told us in the Surah Jasiya, that in the firmament and on the earth are signs of Allah that you are seeing. And He told us in this Surah, these signs that I'm talking about, each of them, I brought them with truth. No matter how much you see it, they came in truth. He's now telling us, when you call people, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you call this people and you are rehearsing our signs to them clearly, in very clear terms, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those that disbelieve, what will they say? لِلْحَقِّ, concerning the truth that is clear, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They will tell you, this is nothing but magic, but sorcery. All this, Allah is telling us this. If the Prophet with his nobility, with his impeccable character, with his handsomeness, with his dutifulness, with his care for people, with his comeliness, that when you see him comely, smiling, everybody calls him Al-Amin. Despite that fact, he comes now, he's reciting the Quran with truth. The people tell him that he's nothing, he's but a magician. That what he's bringing, Sihrun Mubin, he's just trying to play magic on them. This Quran is not true. If they would tell him like that, then what would you think? Haza Sihrun Mubin, this is what they said.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ كَفَى بِهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قل إن افتريته فلا تملكون لي من الله شيئا هو أعلم بما تفيدون فيه قل كفى به شهيدا بيني وبينكم وهو الغفور الرحيم. أم يقولون افتريه Are they saying that this Quran is a fabrication? You fabricated it? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them. Cool, tell them. In if they to who? If indeed I fabricated it, فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِبْنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. You will not suffice me in front of Allah. Because if you say I fabricated it, you are saying that I fabricated something against Allah. No one will suffice me before Allah against anything. إِنِي تَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِبْنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. وَعَلَمْ بِمَا تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ. Allah knows best what you are well involved in. أَمْ يَقُولُ نَفْتَرَيْكُ لِنِي تَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِبْنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. وَعَلَمْ بِمَا تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ. كَفِي بِهِ شَيْدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, huwa al-ghafuru, he is one that is always forgiving. Whatever you say, you know is wrong. I did not fabricate this against Allah. This message is from Allah. If I do something wrong against Allah, Allah is one to forgive. Allah is one that has a special mercy. See here, the prophet is being abused. He is being told what he brought. It's sihr, it's magic. He is being told the Quran itself, he fabricated it. So which one are they on? If he fabricated it, did he fabricate it against you? Did he say you said it when he did not say it? He said Allah said so. Leave him with Allah. Allah is enough for me as a witness that I did not fabricate it. Allah, even if I make mistake, if I do anything, wa huwa al-ghafuru, Allah is the one who forgives. Ar-Rahim, he is one who has a special mercy there for those who seek forgiveness.
قل ما كنت بدعا من الرسل ولا أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما إلا نذير مبين.
قل ما كنت بدعا من الرسل وما أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما أنا إلا نذير مبين. قل أو Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell your people, this surah is a Meccan surah. Tell your people, ما كنت بدعا من الرسل, I am not new out of messengers. ما كنت بدعا من الرسل وما قل وما أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم ومن قبله كتاب قل ما كنت بدعا من الرسل ما وما أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما أنا إلا نذير مبين. قل ما كنت بدعا من الرسل, I am not new and I am not the one that started being the prophet, being the messenger. They have been messengers before me. وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يَفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. And I'm in no way aware of what Allah will do to me and what he will do to you. In here, إِلَّا مَا يُحَيْ إِلَيَا. Accept only what Allah has revealed to me. وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرُ مُبِينُ. I'm nothing but a clear one. This verse is a very painful verse because the Prophet it affected him seriously when this verse was revealed to him. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرَّسُولِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يَفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Here the Prophet is telling them that I am not the first of all the prophets. And I don't know what Allah will do to me today or tomorrow. Whatever you see me doing is what Allah has revealed to me that I'm saying. And I'm just here giving clear warnings. When this was said, a lot of people that were on the edge in Islam at the time, they made ridda, they left Islam. If the prophet at his level doesn't know what will happen to him, then what of us? This is why this verse looks simple, but it's not as simple as it looked like. And at the end, Allah has to now send another verse to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna fatahna laka fatahan mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Because if the Prophet was to say, I don't know what will happen to me and what will happen to you, everybody will say, ah, if this is the messenger that we are following, that all of us wish to be saved by following him, he says he doesn't know what will happen to him. But the Prophet is only talking, being asked, Allah is only telling him now to tell people that he is nothing but a slave before Allah. Whoever is not Allah, Allah is one, every other thing is a slave. The Prophet is not Allah. So he cannot tell you, I am going to enter paradise. But if Allah said so to him, he can now come and tell you, Allah said so to me. And here when he said, Kul ma kuntu bid'a min ar-rusul, I am not new. There were messengers before me. There is Anibi Adam, he's a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was sent to his own children. There is Anibi Idris. You have Anibi Ibrahim. You have Hud. You have Anibi Salih. You have Anibi Musa. You have so many messengers of Allah that they have been listed as up to 313 of them. Here, the word bid'ah means to begin something new. Again, this word has become highly used today just to castigate Muslims. And it's also used wrongly, because the word bid'ah and shirku does not come together. Somebody who is doing bid'ah is a Muslim already. What you are saying is that he is starting something new that was not there before. So the Prophet here is saying, Ma kuntu bid'a min ar-rusul, I am not new of the Prophet has been coming. But there is what Allah does. Sharia is one. Allah is one. The book of Allah is one for that matter. But you change dresses when you grow old. When you are growing, you change your dress, but you are still the same thing. When you say bid'ah, the way it is used today, that most everybody is holding to today, using the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kullu bid'atun dalalatun wa kullu dalalatun finnar. The bid'ah here is something that negates or go against the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever does not go against the Sunnah of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet, does not go against the Quran, cannot be bid'ah. But there are things that are bid'ah, they don't go against the Quran in name. And ulama have divided it, that some of them are compulsory, it has to be done. Some are not compulsory, but doing it is necessary. Some doing it is lovable. Some doing it has no consequence. And some doing it is bad. You must separate bid'ah itself into the different parts it is. For example, we are all reciting the Quran now. The Quran is before us. The Quran, as it was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was revealed to him by Angel Gabriel. And anytime it is being revealed, the Prophet will call one of the writers to come and write it down. Sometimes it's on date leaves. Sometimes it's on leather patches. Sometimes it's on scapular bones like that. And when they are eaten, they are put together and put in one place. Whenever a verse is revealed, if by the time the Prophet is receiving a revelation, he does not start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he knows it is not a new surah. It's just a verse. Then this verse, which surah does it belong? He will ask that it should be sent to that particular surah. By the time the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left the world, there was no Quran put together like this as a book. Even though Allah is saying, Innahu la Quranun Kareem fi kitabin maknun. Kitabun unzila ilayka. Fala yakun fi dhalika harajun. It's a book, but the Quran was not put together as a book until the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, when there was the Battle of Yamama, and the people targeted those they know memorized the Quran, and they killed a lot of them. In some statement, they were up to 70. Here, when Sayyidina Umar came, he told Sayyidina Abu Bakr that I come with an advice. Why don't you put the Quran together in a book and keep it down? Because if these people continue to kill those who memorize the Quran, a time will come and we will not have those who memorize the Quran. Sayyidina Abu Bakr told Sayyidina Umar, do you ask me to do something that the Prophet did not do? Sayyidina Umar was saying, but this is khair. This is good. If we do it, it's for the betterment of the Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Sayyidina Umar, please just leave. I will not do something the Prophet ﷺ did not do. Sayyidina Umar said, okay, may Allah that made my mind to see this as something good also put it in your mind. After some times, Sayyidina Abu Bakr sent for Sayyidina Umar. He came, he said, Kai, what you said I should do just now, I saw it that it's something that we have to do. But how do we do it? Sayyidina Umar said, the way is this. Let's put people that we know have memorized the Quran together, and then let's start writing it. And let's look for one of those that wrote for the Prophet ﷺ in his lifetime to be the one to help us to write. When that happened, they said, okay, there's none better than Zayd bin Thabit. They called him. Zayd bin Thabit, we want to put the Quran in one place as a book. Come and help us to write it out. Zayd bin Thabit said, the Prophet never asked me to write everything out in a book. From why are you asking me to do it? I will not do it. Here, he also left. After some time, he came back and said, Kai, what you could say we should do for? I see it is imminent for us to do it. He now announced that people that memorize the Quran, like Ubadah bin Samit, like he himself Zayd, like Abdurrahman bin Auf, like Tamim al-Dari, they come together and they were asking everybody should come, have what they have of the Quran, they should bring it. Then they started compiling the Quran, surah by surah, chapter by chapter. As they were compiling, any verse that the people there say they don't know, they will ask the person that bring the verse, you say you have heard this verse from the Prophet? Yes. Where is your witness? He has to bring two witnesses. Up to لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. It was Huzayfa bin Yamani that brought the verse, and he was the only one. They said, where is another person to confirm it? There was no other person. But Huzayfa said, but the Prophet has once said that I am two as a witness. How can you be two as a witness? Then people say, we were there when the Prophet told him that Huzayfa, his witness is equivalent to two people. There was a day the Prophet ﷺ went and bought something in the market, whether it's a horse or another animal. He told the person, let me go home and pay you. After finishing negotiation, the Prophet was going, and as the man was following him, people had started pricing it and adding money to it. By the time they were getting close, they told the Prophet, this is not the amount I'm going to sell it. He said, we'll go to the house before you price. The Prophet said, no, I had priced. Then Huzayfa came, and the man said, okay, if that is it, who is your witness? Huzayfa was there, he said, I'm his witness. I am there when he said that this is the price, and he has sold it to him. So the man started looking. And then the Prophet got the bargain. Later on, the Prophet called Huzayfa. He said, well, you are not there. Why did you bear witness? Huzayfa said, am I there when the Quran is being revealed to you? Don't I bear witness that it's from Allah? Why will you say something and I will not bear witness? Whatever you say, I bear witness is like that. From that day, he said, Huzayfa bin Yamani, your witness is equivalent to two witnesses. So, if not, this laqad ja'akum, these two verses, he brought it, he would not have been accepted in the Quran. That's how it was, and the Quran was compiled. When it was compiled, it's only one copy. Kept with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr left the world, it was transferred to Sayyidina Umar. When Sayyidina Umar left the world, it was transferred to his daughter, Sayyidina Hafsa. Among the wives of the Prophet, Sayyidina Hafsa is the only one that can read and write like his father. But the Quran at that time, there is no dot. No dot. No full stop. No place to stop. Nothing. Ta, ba, ya, noon. All of them are the same thing. Of, wa, fa. All of them are the same thing. When it's like, that's how it was. It was now Sayyidina Hafsa, and then people started entering Islam in mass. So by the time of Sayyidina Uthman, people entered Islam. Some were reciting the Quran, and they were not Arabs. So it was important now that Quran should be multiplied and sent to different capitals. People advised Sayyidina Uthman, so he called against it, the Thabit. They called the Quran that was with Sayyidina Hafsa. It was brought and it was written out neatly. At that time, people complained that they had some people reciting the Quran, Attack of Abdin or Attack of Sab'in. This is of Iyaka Na'budu, where Iyaka Nasta'in. Because Ya here and Ta here and Noon here are the same thing. So here they developed that Fa should be like this, Kof should be like this, Ta should be like this, Ya should be like this. But there was no vowel on it. Until people heard that somebody was reciting Quran, Inna Allah bari'un min al-mushrikeena wa rasulihi. Then an Arab who is just passing said, no, Allah cannot say that. Inna Allah bari'un min al-mushrikeena wa rasuluhu. Allah has nothing to do with the mushrik. The Prophet has nothing to do with the mushrik. He said, Allah has nothing to do with mushrik, and also he has nothing to do with the Prophet. Just because the vowel was changed and it was said wrongly. Again here, they had to devise how to vowelize it. Then Sayyidina Ali called his student, called Abu Aswad Abdul Ali, and he told him, why don't you put it? If it's A, put something on top. E, put something below. U, put something at the middle. Then Doma is just a line at the middle. Again, all this was done until the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He was the one who sat down and said, no, the Quran has to be written properly. It was now written, each verse was put, after every five verse, they put the sign of five. After every 10 verse, they put sign of 10. Then they were not put it 1, 2, 3. No, only when it is five verses, they put Kumsa, 5, 10, Kuri, like that. Until the whole Quran was finished. Then he now said, okay, it should be divided into 30. All this was the work of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. It was divided into 30. Then from 30, then it was, that is a juzu. It was now made into hazab, then a half, then one quarter, then 1/8, sumuni. He had all this. Each time that this was done, people say it was bid'ah. Each time this was done, people say it was bid'ah. But today, can you imagine Quran without all these things? Then later on, when Muslims became more and printing press was getting popular, people said that Quran should be printed. Others said, Quran that is holy, you go and start using iron to be beating Quran. How can you use iron to be beating Quran? It's haram, it's bid'ah. Again, people had to defend it, and finally, the Quran was being printed. If the Quran is not being printed, it still has to be written with hand. How many of us will be able to have Quran today? But what people forgot to know is that the recitation of the Quran has not changed. If I make mistake, people will correct me. If you make mistake, people will correct you. What has changed is how do we get to pronouncing it? How do we get to knowing it? That is why it's very important for people to know that you don't just stand up and say, bid'ah, bid'ah, bid'ah. Today, if you say whatever the Prophet does not do, we will not do, nobody will go to Hajj. You will not put your money in the bank. You will not ride a car. You will not ride horses. The most important thing is for you to know that this wool that you are seeing, you are looking down on this ulama. Watch them, they are more pious than you. This religion, they took it from people that are better than them. They can trace their genealogy of taking religion up to the Prophet. You cannot trace your own. I'm just a warner. I'm not the first of the prophets. So let us be very careful the way we take the issue of bid'ah and start condemning Muslims. To divide Muslims is haram. And for you to say what you don't know is also haram. You don't just stand up and say, this is bid'ah. If they ask you how is it bid'ah, you don't know. Things are very easy. It has come down now. In those days, holding this bar like this, everybody will say it's bid'ah. Sitting down after prayer to do subhanallah, three times, they will tell you it's bid'ah. After salama, you're supposed to stand up and leave the mosque. 79, we were here when all this started. It came to a time, people will tell you, there are some Muslims you cannot marry your daughter to, you cannot marry them. Here in this country, all these things have passed. So let us be very careful. The word bid'ah, let's not use it in a wrong manner. Up to the time of radio, when radio came out, I remember the first time Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz came to Nigeria and he went to Radio Kaduna and he talked. A book was written against him. That it is bid'ah for him to take Quran and recite it where things of play is being recited. Then he had to write a book, Hujjatul Baligha, to defend himself. That radio is nothing but a mukabirat sound. It's something to just take your voice and take it further. If you put what is good in it, good will come out. If you put what is bad in it, bad will come out. But a book was written to condemn him and to say that he has become a kafir for preaching in radio. But who says that today? People have forgotten. That's why you have to be very careful before you condemn Muslims.
فكفرتم به وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله ما بلغت تكفرتم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
قل رأيتم وإن كان من عند الله وكفرتم به وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله فآمن واستكبرتم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل رأيتم. Why don't you look at it like this? Look and see well. إن كان من عند الله, you said that I'm fabricating. If it is not that I fabricated, it's from Allah. رأيتم إن كان من عند الله وكفرتم به, and you go ahead and you deny that this message is not from Allah. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ, and a witness from the Bani Israel, from the people of Israel, that is the children of Anabi Yaqub, that is the Israelites, bear witness to it. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَا, and went ahead and believed. فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, and you, out of your haughtiness and your pride, you refused to believe. Then what will happen? Ulaaitum in kana min indillahi wa kafartum bihi wa sha in kana min indillahi wa kafartum wa shahida shahidun bani israila ala misli fa amana astakbartum inna allaha la yahdi al-qawma adh-dhalimin. When you are unjust and you are doing wrong, do you expect Allah to guide you? No. Inna Allah, for sure Allah, la yahdi, he does not guide those that are unjust. People that are unjust, they come together and they become a people, a qawm. In Allah, Allah will come as zalimin. Allah will not guide those that are unjust. Here, this verse could be a Medina verse because the whole surah is the surah of it's a Makkah surah. If it's a Makkah surah, then وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, then the person that bear witness now in Bani Israel will not be Abdullah ibn Salam, as he said. But if it's taken that this verse is a Medina surah, then this is there. The person that bear witness to the Quran is Abdullah ibn Salam. So at that time, the people in Mecca used to look out. Anybody they see that has know something about the religion other than Islam will say, what this man is saying, is it part of the religion? Is it part of religion? So particularly when they hear of any elderly person who is among the Jews that come to Mecca, they will go to meet him. What this man is saying, like when they, one of the Jews asked them to go and ask the Prophet about three questions. If he gives you the answer, then you know that he's a prophet. If he does not give you the answer, then he's not a prophet. Say, why? Go and ask him about people, Ashab al-Kahfi. There was some youths who one day they left when their king was going to compulsorily make all of them to worship the king. So what is the story about them? They should also ask the Prophet about this man that traveled east and west of the globe. And they should ask the Prophet concerning spirit. Yes, here it was still in Mecca that this happened. But if this man is from Medina, then this Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam is one person who was a Hebrew. He was a learned scholar of the Jewish community. And when they told him the Prophet has come, he said, I will go and see the Prophet. If I find out that I'm able to get the signs of prophethood in him, then I will accept him and take Shahada from him. When he went, just seeing the Prophet straight, he said, this is the Prophet. Then he said, O Prophet, I am Abdullah ibn Salam. Seeing you, I know you are a prophet. Your face is distinct. If I have a child, I wouldn't know whether my child is my child, because maybe my wife cheated on me, I don't know. But you, I know you are the one, because your description and you, even your look is enough. But my shahada, I will profess it, not now. I want you to keep me somewhere inside the room here. Send for the big leaders of the Jews among here. That's Banu Kainuka, Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, the big tribes. Send for their big leaders. Let them come. Ask, who am I? If I just profess my shahada, they will come and tell you who I am not. Because out of hatred. So the Prophet said, I hear. Ask him to stay in one place. Send for the leaders of the Jewish community. After they came, he said, I have told you that I'm a prophet, and you refuse to believe. But there is one scholar among you, or there is one person among you called Abdullah ibn Salam. Do you know him? He said, yes, we know him. Who is he? He's a scholar. And our leader, after the death of his father, who was also our leader. You agree he's a scholar? You agree he's a leader? He said, yes. Abdullah, come out. When he came out, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He said, but you told us you will not believe in this one except you have confirmed that he's a prophet by the miracle you see in him, or by the signs you see in him. He said, his face is not a face of a liar. Then they say, some of us trust him, some of us don't trust him. Sometimes he tells lies. They changed the whole thing again. That's why he's saying here, Araytum in kana min indillahi wa kafartum bihi wa shahida shahidun min bani Israel ala misli fa amana wa astagfartum inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm az-zalimin. How will Allah guide those who have already made up their mind that they will not believe the truth? That's why Allah in another place said, wa khatama ala sam'ihi wa qalbihi wa ja'ala basari ghishawa man yahdihi min ba'dillah. If you have already made up your mind that no matter what you are told, you will not believe, from then on, Allah will block your ears. Allah will block your mind. Allah will put something and cover your eyes. You will never see the truth again.
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه وإن لم يهتدوا به فسيقولون هذا إفك قديم.
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه وإن لم يهتدوا به فسيقولون هذا إفك قديم. وقال الذين كفروا Now those that deny the Quran, that deny the Prophet and deny this message. وقال الذين كفروا this is what they are saying. They said للذين آمنوا to those that believe لو كان خيرا if indeed what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has brought خير is good ما سبقونا إليه he would have preceded us to it. وإذ لم يهتدوا به if indeed they are not guided by it فسيقولون this is what they would normally be saying. هذا إفكٌ قديم. This is but an ancient lie. إفكٌ قديم. This is but an ancient lie. Here, people that are big in quote because they have money, so they think they are big. They say their father is a king, so they think they are big. Who make your father a king? They believe they are this tribe, so they think they are big. Always, they believe if good is coming, it should come through them. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ Are they the one that will divide the mercy of Allah when it is coming? No. That's why people like Abu Jahl, people like Walid bin Mughira, all these people, they believe that if good is going to come, Abu Sufyan at that time, why is it that it is not through them it came? وقال الذين كفروا الذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا indeed if it was something good ما سبقونا إليه you would have preceded us to it because they are saying who are those following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Abdullah bin Mas'ud Bilal these poor people they are the ones following the Prophet if it is good are we the one to know or they are the one to know therefore this is nothing but an ancient lie.
ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة وهذا كتاب مصدق لسانا عربيا لتنذر الذين آمنوا وبشرى للمسلمين.
لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه وإذ لم يهتدوا به فسيقولون هذا إفك قديم. ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة وهذا كتاب مصدق لسانا عربيا لتنذر الذين ظلموا وبشرى للمحسنين. هي ومن قبله الله يسترين us. Just like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما كنت بدعا من الرسل. Again this book is not the first book. ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة. Before this Quran there was the book of Nabi Musa that was imaman, that was a leader because Nabi Musa by the time he came with At-Tawrah. من قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة وهذا كتاب مصدق. And this book that comes now not on is not just like the book of Nabi Musa that was imaman, was leading all other books ورحمن and it was a mercy. هذا كتاب مصدق. This one come testifying to this particular book. لسانا عربيا. But not only that, it's also a book that came in Arabic tongue. Very clear. لتنذر الذين ظلموا. It came to warn those that are unjust, are doing wrongly. وبشرى للمؤمنين للمحسنين. And to give good news and glad tidings to those who are doing excellent. Here, Allah told us in another place, so, Inna anzalna tawreta fiha hudan wa nur. That I have sent down a Torah, in it is guidance and light. And the book, this Quran, he said, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqqi, musaddikan lima bayna yadayhi min al-kitabi wa muhaiminan alayhi. That he sent this book to you with truth. And this book is also a guidance. That guidance, like if you had something to guard, is a guidance over all other books that came before it. A Torah, after it came to and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, all prophets that came after Nabi Musa, Moses, used a Torah as their guide, as their book of judgment. All the prophets until the time of Jesus Christ. Whether it is Suleiman, Dawood, all of them, they were using a Torah. And when Nabi Isa came to, he used a Torah until he got to the age of 30 when Injila was given to him. Even though at birth he said, "Atini al-kitab waj'alani mubarakan inama kuntu wa usaini bis-salati waz-zakati." Here, this book that you are having now is the one that is guarding all other books. Whatever is in those books are in this book. Whatever you don't see in this, whatever is in those books, people tell you it's in those books and it's not in this book, then discard it. Even what was abrogated, the Quran will mention it. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِسَانًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ. It is going to warn those that are unjust, that are doing wrong, and it's going to give glad tidings to those who are doing excellent in whatever they are doing. Al-Muhsinin.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا, whoever, all those that said ربنا الله, our Lord is Allah, ثم استقاموا, then they stay firm on it. Disciple, فَلَا هَوْمٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَخْزَنُونَ. There will be no fear on them in this world and hereafter, and they will have no sadness in this world and hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. These people are the ones that are people that will inherit the paradise and stay there forever, as a reward for what they have done, the work they have done. In another place, Allah said, "Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun." Always, the human being, he's afraid of two things. He's afraid of insecurity, and he's afraid of sadness, which means he's looking for the opposite of these things. He wants a secure place, and he wants what will make him to be happy. And the only way you can stay with security, alladhina aman, is to have believed in Allah. And the only way you can be happy, wakanu yattaqun, is to always fear Allah. What he asks you to live, you live it. What he asks you to do, you do it. Imtisalul awamir wa kinabin nawahi. Inna ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. But when Allah says, inna ladhina qalu, those that say, rabbuna Allah, our Lord is Allah. What is rabbuna? Rabb is the one that is protecting you, educating you, and nurturing you. Do you have any other person? No, it's Allah. There are people who said, Allah is the one educating me. I'm in the class of Allah. The Prophet is there telling us what Allah says. Allah is the one nurturing me. Allah is the one that I'm listening to. That's why in another place, the hadith has brought it that after the azan, one should say, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin nabiyan wa rasula. That I am pleased that Islam is my religion. And I am pleased that Allah is the one educating me and nurturing me and bringing me up and protecting me, not anybody else. When you come to ruku, you say, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Again, you affirm that you have no other person who is your Lord but Allah. Even though you say, this is the landlord, this one is the court, this one is the person, real person that is training you. But from youth, Allah will give you a mother and a father who will nurture you, who will educate you. All of them, they are doing it on behalf of Allah that gave you to them. That's why Allah said, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَافْرِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This word, Rabb, it came in the Quran over 900 times. For Allah to tell you that He is the one in charge of your affairs. He is the one taking care of you from every minute of your life. Those that stand up and say, Inna lina kallu rabbuna allahu summa istakamu, in Arabic said, Tadnazalu alayhim wa laikatu allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. In another verse, Allah said, angels will be coming to them and telling them, don't fear, don't be sad, particularly if it's at the point of death. But here Allah is telling us, wa la khawfun alayhim, there is no fear on them, wa la hum yakhzanun. Why? Because Allah is training them, they believe in Allah. Allah says, don't do this, they don't do it. Allah says, do this, they do this. Therefore, they have no sadness. There is nobody that will follow the advice of his parents who will be sad. There is nobody who will do what his teacher asked him to do who will be sad. Ulaika ashabul jannati. For sure, these people are the ones who will inherit paradise. They are going to be the companions of paradise. Khalidina biha. They will be there forever. Jaza'an, as a reward, bima kanu ya'malun, for what they have done.
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أخبرني قال رب أخبرني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضيه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضيه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. الله تبارك وتعالى is now saying that He Allah ووصينا الإنسان. He, Allah, has advised mankind, has enjoined on mankind, this particular man, Insana, biwalidayhi, with respect to his parents, mother and father. Husnan, in another recitation, Insana, in our own, is Husnan, that he should deal with his parents excellently. This is one reason. Hamalathu ummuhu karhan. The mother carried him in his womb, not liking the stress she was going through. Wad atu karhan, and also gave back to him, not like in distress he was going to. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, carrying him in pregnancy. وَفِصَالُهُ, and fostering him, breastfeeding him up to the time he weans him off. فِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا is 30 months. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, until he grows like that continuously. بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, and he comes of strength. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, and he comes to 40 years. At that stage, this is what he should do. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي, oh Allah, make it possible for me. أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ, that I'm able to thank you for the favors you have done to me. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضِيهِ, that I should be able to do righteous work that you will be pleased with. I thank you for the favors you have done to me and you have done to my parents. أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضِيهِ, that I'm able to do righteous work that you are pleased with. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, and that Allah, you make it that you put things right for me concerning my children and my progenies. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ, Allah, it is to you I'm returning. I return. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and Allah, I'm one of those that submit. This particular verse is talking about man from beginning of his life to the end of his life and the stages of his life. First of all, he says that وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, that carrying this child and up to breastfeeding and weaning is 30 months. Here, there was a day a lady got married. After 6 months, she had a child. In another statement, they said she was divorced from another person and he was married to another person newly. And the first husband said, the child is not for him. The second husband said, it's only 6 months I married her, it's not for me. And Sayyidina Umar said, if there is zina, then there will have to be a capital punishment. And then Sayyidina Ali came, he said, no, the new husband is the owner of the child. Said, why? Allah said, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. And in another place, Allah said, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ. Allah has put breastfeeding and fostering as 2 years. This 24 months. If you take it from 30 months, you have 6 months. So the minimum pregnancy period is 6 months. And Sayyidina Umar said, Allah, don't allow me to be alive with this problem if Sayyidina Ali is not alive. This is it. But again, the Prophet, he has said one thing. He said, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ حَلْقَهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَةً ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ فَيُنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحُ وَيُمَرُّ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَأَمَلِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ. Here, the Prophet has made us to know that human being has two lives in him, not one. The animal has one life in him. From the sperm, it will break into three. It will start turning blood. One will go and form the brain. One will go and form the heart. And one will go and form the liver. Before 40 days, it has become completely blood, clinging to the womb of the mother. Then another 40 days, it has become a body. The cells are dividing rapidly. And the third 40 days, all the organs are well formed. The ears are there, the eyes are there, the brain is there, it is distinct. But they are not fully formed, but they are already distinct. After this 40 days, which is 120 days, which is equivalent to 4 months, an angel is sent. And then The life of the person, the ruh, is sent from where it is put. And it is put in this body. So before he has an animal body, he was just a being. And when this life is put now, he becomes a human being. But the animal is just a being. This ruh was not brought, so he's not a human being. But the human being, when this ruh is put, he becomes a different person. Summa sha'ana wa khalaqan akhar. When he is like this, then from that day, his hearing starts. That's why when you go, the doctors will tell you, the scientists will tell you that the child, from the time he's 16 weeks in the womb of the mother, he has started hearing. This hearing is the first to be developed fully. By the time the child comes out, he's hearing. He will start crying because he's hearing, he expects you to also hear him. But his sights are not developed. He's in front of the mother and he's crying for the mother because he's not seeing the mother. So the sight will be developing bit by bit. And the human being grows up in stages of seven. And there are three stages of his life. That's why Allah is saying, Hatta iza balaga ashuddahu. Before 7 years, he's with the parents. Next 7 years, he's with teachers, teaching him either Quran or whatever the parents take him to go and teach. The third 7 years, he's there now. He's an adult who is responsible, a mukallaf. After the first seven years, he has become a mukallaf. Because now his sight is well developed. He's seeing now. Even though he's not seeing everything, but if you are to undress him now, he will not agree. If a woman is now naked before him, he will not be the same person again. Then he's still allowed to take another 20 for another 7 years until he got to 21 years. So this first 21 years, he sees himself as being trained. He doesn't take responsibility. First, he wants anything. My mother, I want to eat. My father, I'm going somewhere. My mother, I want this. My father, I want this. He's now going to school. The next 7 years, he's still asking for his father. He's still asking for his mother. He's now in the university. Whatever he doesn't know, my teacher, I don't know this. But before he leaves the university, the teacher will tell him, go and do a project. As he's in the project, he's teaching him how to be on his own. He'll go and look for references. The same thing with an almajiri. At that stage, his teacher is telling him, go and do this, go and do this. He will not be left on his own. That is why Surah An-Nas, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, Allah said, Kul a'uzu bi rabbin nas. The first stage of man, which is this first seven years, that brings you to 21 years, you see yourself as being trained. And Allah is saying, yes, but the real Rabb is Allah. Say, I seek refuge with the one that is training mankind, one that is Lord of mankind. Immediately a person graduates, immediately a man is up to 21 years, all his senses are very strong now. He wants to have a wife. He wants to have work. He wants to have a house. He wants to have money. This person now will come out looking for what he's looking for in very strongly. And he believes that he can have it because of his own capacity. He doesn't know that everything belongs to Allah. Later, he's looking at himself as a king. I want this. I want that. He's going out in the morning. He's not thinking that there is impossibility, something impossible. But there are impossibilities before him. Allah is telling him now that you are not the king, Malikin Nas. So again, you have another 7 years, it will bring the person to 28 years. That is the number of days of the month. At 28 years, people that are going to be knowledgeable, the knowledge has started showing real traits in his life. Another 7 years, again, will bring him to how many years now? 35 years. At the age of 35, Balaga Ashuddahu. Allah Ta'ala Balaga Ashuddahu. Yes, all his body is now firm, well grown up. Then from another 5 years now, Balaga Arba'in Sanatan. At this stage, he has children. His parents are still alive. Among his children and his parents, who is more useful? Is this his children that are more useful to him or his parents that are more useful to him? Because he pays so much attention to his children Sometimes he go and pay so much attention to his father. Sometimes he even forget his father and he comes to his children. Sometimes he forget about his children and he goes to his father. Which one is more useful? If you ask him, he can say his children. Some can say, oh, it's my father. Allah said, Aba ukum wa abna ukum la tadruna ayhumu akrabu lakum naf'a. Whether your parents or your children, you don't know who is more useful to you. Why? The way you are bothering about your children now is the way your father bothered about you when you were small. It's like your father was the first rain that fell that make you to germinate. Without the first rain, where is the crop? If the crop has grown and gotten to a stage and the later rain that will make it to mature is not there, then it will not mature. Then what is it going to be useful? That's how children are. Children are going to be the one, when you grow old, they will look and take care of you. That's why I said, Rabbi awzini an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Oh Allah, you are the one that brought me to this world and gave me to these parents. Allah, let make me to be able to be grateful to you and be grateful to them. An ashkuru li wa liwalidayka. Then he now thinks about his children that are still behind. Waslihi li fi zurriyati. Allah, make my children to be righteous and pious people that are coming behind me. So at the age of 40, every person, he has his children, he has his parents, and most of the time it is like that. And he now has a focus where his life is going to be. And if he's going to be a prophet, it's that age that Allah will make him to be a prophet. Only few prophets were sent as prophets before the age of 40, like Nabi Isa, Nabi Yahya, and Nabi Yusuf. But most, all other prophets, they came at the age of 40. And that's why even the wise people, they say, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. So if at the age of 40, you don't have a focus, then you don't have focus. That's how the person will be until the age of 63. By the time he gets to that age, because Allah SWT said, at the age of 50, Allah will make hisab to be easy on you. At the age of 60, then Allah will make you to love good, getting back to Allah. Ilahin nas. Bi Rabbin nas, Malikin nas, Ilahin nas. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. When you are young, most of the time you stand up to thank Allah, to pray. As you are getting old, you start sitting down. A time will come, most of the time, you lie down to pray. It's at that age of 60 that you love to go back to Allah. At the age of 70, Allah will tell the angels, whenever he commits anything wrong, don't write it. Whenever he does something right, he does something good, write it. When he gets to the age of 80, then Allah will forgive him all his sins. At the age of 90, Allah will make him to intercede for all his family members. This is how the life stretches. Rabbi awzini an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardih, that Allah should be pleased with our work. Wasli li fi zurriyati, Allah, make pious our offsprings. Inni tubtu ilayka, it is to you Allah that I return. Wa inni minal muslimin, and it is to you Allah that we submit. Allah forgive us all our sins. May Allah accept the work, our work in this Ramadan. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring peace to Muslims. Wherever we are, all Muslims, we should know Muslims are brothers of Muslims. Don't condemn your Muslim brother for nothing. Sometimes what you are condemning, you don't know the root of it. Allah is the one that is the king of this whole creation. May Allah forgive us. May Allah establish truth with truth. May Allah destroy falsehood, wherever it is. What we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to sleep in, what we are going to ride, may Allah give all to us. May Allah make us to be Muslims. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to love Allah, to love the Prophet beyond ourselves. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide our leaders aright. May Allah guide our leaders aright. May Allah bring peace to this country, to our states, to our town, to our houses. Wherever Muslims are in this world, may Allah grant them peace. May Allah elevate them above, other than them. May Allah elevate Muslims above other than Muslims. May Allah destroy their enemies. May Allah destroy their enemies. All those bringing confusion into Islam, may Allah reduce their strength and weaken them. Jahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us to leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih al-Mawlik al-Khatim al-Masbuk an-Nasul haqq wal-haq wal-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala alihi haqq qadri miqdaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.